Today, we'd like to see the title over Why Am I Here? Why Am I Here? Before starting the book of Revelation chapter 4, verses 8 through 11, we want to suggest the three questions. Number one, what are the four living creatures in verse 8? The question one, what are the four living creatures in verse 8? Question two, what does it mean that who was and is to come in verse 8? Question two, what does it mean that who was and is to come? The last question, why am I here? Why am I here? The book of Revelation was written by John. John was Jesus' disciple. So he wrote this book in 95 AD. Chapter 1, basically past tense, already what happened before the John wrote this book. John wrote the past happening, chapter 1. And chapter 2 and chapter 3, that's a present happening. Right now, also today, churches, what happens? So chapter 2 and chapter 3 talks about the typical of seven churches. The chapter 4 and 5 through chapter 22, future tense. Today, we are seeing in the future tense, what will happen in heaven after the rapture of a church? The Bible says that church is the group of born-again Christians. That's called the church. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, each of them is a member of the church. Because the church simply means the group of born-again Christians called church. When Jesus Christ come again in heaven, all born-again Christians will be caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. That's called rapture. So today, the book of chapter 4 talks about what will happen in heaven after the rapture of a church. At that time, on the earth, great tribulation will come out. Unbelievers will face the great tribulation. A lot of hardship right here. Chapter 4 and 5, basically, what will happen in heaven after the rapture of all Christians. Then chapter 6 through 18 talks about the great tribulation on earth to the unbelievers, to the non-Christians. Chapter 19 talks about Jesus Christ will come again on the earth. Chapter 19. Jesus' second coming, Jesus coming again two times. One is in heaven, that's called raptures. That time all Christians will be caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ soon. Then 7 years great tribulation on the earth. Then Jesus coming again on earth. That's chapter 19 talks about that. Then chapter 20 talks about millennial kingdom. Millennium kingdom, which means Jesus Christ, the high king, the great king. We become kings. So that moment Jesus Christ is reigning all believers, how long? For 1,000 years. That's called Millennium Kingdom. So chapter 20 talks about Millennium Kingdom. Then chapter 21, 22, the God says, today heavens and earth passed away, disappeared. Then new heaven and earth will come again. So we will live forever, eternally, with the Lord Jesus Christ. So today we want to see chapter 4, especially verses 8 through 11. This one happened, all Christians will be caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. So right now we want to see what will happen in heaven after the rapture of the born-again Christians, called as church. Verse 8, the four living creatures, or four living beast creatures, four living creatures, each having six wings. Four living creatures, creatures meaning looks like four animals, something like that. Because this one is a vision. So, disciple John saw some kind of vision, but not clear. Something he sees, a certain vision. Vision like four living creatures. Four living creatures, the Bible just said, the in would be cherubim. Ezekiel, the prophet, also this kind of a vision too. Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10 said, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 10, as for the likeness of their faces, Ezekiel the prophet also similar vision as John's vision. So Ezekiel, for the likeness of their faces, each had the face of a man. One face is like a man's face. Each of the four had the face of a lion on the right side. The right-hand side, the face looks like a lion. Each of the four had the face of an ox. The other side, ox, on the left side. And each of the four had the face of an eagle. Basically, Ezekiel talk about the certain living creatures. Looks like one side man, the other one like ox, the other one is an eagle, the other one is lion, like that. So lion stand for, lion is a type of a king. So this is a kind of angel, is angel, is because in heaven we see, you know, three big group. One is God the Father and Jesus Christ over there, God. The other one is angels, a lot of angel kind of stuff. The Bible says, you know, cherubim is a plural. I am is a Hebrew word, plural, like English word, S. So cherub is a singular angel called cherub. Cherub probably highest level of angel. Then is a similar level, the other group is, we call is the other kind of the angel's name is, we are seeing soon. So the seven, then is more than one cherub is called a cherubim. So this one is the cherub's face looks like one is a man, the other one eagle, the other one is ox, the other one is a lion. So lion is a type of a king. So Jesus Christ is a king. So the book of Matthew, main theme, talks about king. The Jesus characteristic is a king. So one is a lion, is a type of a king. Then man is, Jesus is a man. So Jesus is a man, that is, talks about Gospel Luke. The other one, Gospel Mark, main theme is servant. Ox is, or cow, is a type of a servant, a type of a service. Because Jesus came here to serve us, not to be served by us. This is a Jesus kind of characteristic. Last one, eagle. Gospel John is the main theme. Jesus is God. So this is an angel, is a face eagle. Eagle is a type of God. So basically this is an angel described, implies the four characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ. So four living creatures, what is that? Four living creatures is angels, but this is angels implied Jesus' characteristics. Number one, lion, Jesus king, characterist. Then is ox, Jesus servant, characterist. Then is a man, Jesus man, human being, characterist. Last one is eagle, Jesus God's characterist. This is four living creatures, is angels. So particular, what types of angel? Because the other Bible said is a cherub. So there is a cherubs, one is a two. Also, the Bible said fallen cherub. Fallen cherub, meaning the cherub rebelled against God's will, is called Satan. Satan's former status was a cherub, because the God's creature. But that Satan, cherub, he rebelled against God. Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 through 15 said, Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre, and say to him, Thus said the Lord God, You are the seal of perfection, full of wisdom, and perfect in beauty. So, Satan, cherub, looks like a seal of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardis, topaz, and diamond, beryl, onyx, and jasper, sapphire, turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timber rods and pipers was prepared for you on the day you were created. So, when God created particular cherub, God prepared many the precious stones. You were the anointed cherub who covers, I establish you. So God established the anointed cherub, so beautiful thing. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth in the midst of fiery stones. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created, till iniquity was found in you. Or till iniquity means sin. Sin was found in you. So this is a sin, is a rebellion. So Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 13 also talks about the Satan, the fallen cherub, who is a Satan. The fall of Lucifer, how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. Lucifer meaning the morning star. How you are cut down to the ground. You who weakens the nations, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Basically, the Lucifers had arrogance above God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest side of the north. So, basically, we see in the Bible, the book of Ezekiel and the book of Isaiah, Satan's former status is a cherub. But Satan fell down. Why? Satan's rebellion against God. That's why the Satan also originated from cherub. Creator of God, you know, but Satan by himself insists a higher level against God's will. That is, we see that. Then, each having six wings were full of eyes around and within. So basically, John saw four different animals. One animal is like a lion. The other animals like ox, the other animals like a man, The other animals like an eagle, like a four living creature, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within. So all around the eyes too. And they do not rest. They are not saying, holy, holy, holy. This is the four living creatures for the cherubim, like they worshipped, like holy, holy, holy. Holy, 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 three of them. This is implied Trinity God. So we know that the God has three persons. One is God the Father, the other one Son of God, the last one the Holy Spirit. So the God the Father is holy, the Son of God is holy, the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost is holy. So that's why here, holy, holy, holy. So four living creatures who are angels, especially cherubims, worship God, the God the Father, Son of God, the Holy Spirit. Lord God Almighty. Almighty meaning God can do whatever He wants. That means Almighty. So who was and is to come? What is that? Who was past tense? Who is present tense? Who is to come? Future tense. So God existed yesterday. God exists today. God will exist tomorrow. This phrase means God is eternal. God is eternal. So that simply means eternal God. But we can see Exodus chapter 3, verse 14 says, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. So I am who I am. Who is who I am? That's God. And He said, thus you shall say to children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. So God is always present tense right here. I am who I am. So God is yesterday existence, today existence, tomorrow existence, you know, all eternal God. So God's name is who I am. Always present tense. Always present tense. I said something right now, but the few seconds later, I said was a past tense, already past tense. Because 2 seconds ago, what I told, that's a past tense. But God is always a present tense, which means God exists eternally. God is existing. Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, God's name is who I am, not who I was, or not who I will be. So always a present tense. Also, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 15, the Solomon tried to explain eternal God. That which is, has already been, like which is present tense, has already been present perfect tense. Present perfect tense is equal to be present tense. The Ecclesiastes Solomon tried to explain God exists eternally. So, God has been already existed, but right now, God is still exist. And what is to be has already been. To be, in the future tense also, death which existed in the past tense, also death is existent in the present tense, also, that will exist in the future tense. The Solomon tried to explain God's presence, not only past tense, present tense, future tense. God requires on account of what is past also. We cannot understand eternal God, you know, clearly, but because a human being belonged to, limited to time and place, Because right now, you know, a little 3 o'clock, you know, time. So we limit you 3 o'clock time and the location, place in some like a facility. But God is not limited to time and location. God is existent here. So everywhere, God is present right now at this time. But just a few minutes ago, God existed too. 1 million years ago, God existed too. So God is not limited to time and place. So we know that Einstein's theory of relativity. Einstein is a physician, a physicist, the famous physicist. He, in order to explain eternal thing, Einstein developed the theory of relativity. The theory of relativity. Basically, time is relative to speed, which meaning time is dependent upon speed. So, by the speed of light, you run to another star, Andromeda, how long? It will take 4.5 years. If you run with the speed of light to reach Andromeda star, how long? 4.5 years. So you will round the trip. So Andromeda go there and coming back with the speed of light, round the trip, only 9 years. So if you spend 9 years of time with the speed of light, so you will reach it on the earth. At that time, the earth's time already million years passed away. Millions years passed away. So we could not figure out clearly. So that is a theory of relativity. So bottom line, God is not limited to time and place. So who was and is to come, which meaning God is eternal. God is any time, God is existent. Any place, God is existent there. That meaning. Verse 9, whenever the living creatures we see angels, like cherubim. Cherub is a singular form, cherubim, plural form. That's a Hebrew word. The living creatures give glory and honor. This one is worship. The living creature, glory to whom? To the Lord Jesus Christ, to God. And thanks to Him who sits on the throne. So God the Father who sits on the throne, right hand side, the Son of God sits on the throne. So basically, the living creatures give glory, honor, thanks to the Lord who sits on the throne. This is a praise, glorify God, who lives forever and ever. This is a God lives forever. So God exists yesterday, today, tomorrow, lives forever. The 24 elders. Here, cherubims worship God. Also, the Bible is another angel name is cherub. Cherub also worshiping God. The Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, talks about cherub. The different name is angel. The different level angel. But we guess the cherub's level is similar to cherubs. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah the prophet, saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple, which we already sang song. The train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his feet. And with two, he flew. Basically, six wings. Two is cover the face. The other one cover 2 feet. But the other two wings fly. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy. Right? Holy, three holy. Like a Trinity God. Holy is God the Father. Holy is the Son of God. Holy is the Holy Spirit. Is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And the post of the door was shaken by voice of Him who cried out. The house was filled with smoke. So I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. Compared to God, human being is totally depraved, totally sinner, a man of unclean lips or dirty lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. All people are unclean compared to Holy God. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim, seraph is a singular angel, seraphim, plural, seraphim flew to me, having in his hands a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. So basically, Isaiah saw cherubims worshiping God, you know, Trinity God. So that's why he wrote down this message. We already sang this kind of song before starting the Word of God. Then the 24 elders, this is a human being come out. Right now, so far we talked about angels. Right now, 24 elders. So who are 24 elders? 24 elders meaning believers. In the Old Testament, Israel had 12 tribes. So the Jacob or Israel has 12 sons. So 12 tribes. So that is the believers in the Old Testament, 12 tribes. The other one, in the New Testament, Jesus Christ has 12 disciples. So 12 Old Testament, 12 Israelite tribes plus Jesus Christ, 12 disciples plus 12 equal to 24. So that's why 24 elders, all believers. So in the Old Testament believers as well as the believers in the New Testament. So all the believers. So we are talking about the group of all believers is called as a church. So this is a church raptured into heaven. So right now all believers fell down before Him, before the Lord, who sits on the throne and worship Him. So also all believers worship God too, worship the Lord Jesus Christ too, who lives forever and ever. So God is eternal, eternal God, lives forever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, so each elder has a crown, they turn away, is offering his throne to the law, before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things. Because God created all things, so you should be glorified. You will receive glory, honor, power. For your pleasure they are and were created. So God created all creatures. Why, you know, God created? First of all, God wants to receive all glory, honor, power from creatures. So for God's pleasure, We are existent and we were created. Talks about that. Here, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, basically, that God created, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Bible right here, they're talking about the heavens, plural. So we see heavens, three heavens. Right now, we can see under cloud, that's the first heaven. Beyond the cloud, we call second heaven. So then, invisible heaven is a third heaven. So basically, third heaven, the Jesus Christ sit on the throne. The God the Father sits on the throne too. So that is the third heaven. That's why I called about heavens, the plural. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So creator is God. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 also, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made. What does it mean? So God created the world by Word. By Word. So the Word was God. Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 through 18 also, He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. God, we cannot see God, but we can see Jesus, because Jesus is was born incarnated in the womb of a Virgin Mary. For by Him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. This is a principality or powers is basically angelic, the order, you know, talks about that. So angelic order. So God created a visible thing, invisible thing, even angels, everything. All things were created through Him and for Him. All things were created through Jesus Christ and for Him. And He is before all things, because all things are creatures. Jesus is a creator. So creator, Jesus, is before all things, creatures. And in Him, all things consist. So Jesus Christ created, Trinity God created all things. God the Father, Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. That's why the Hebrew say Elohim. That is plural. The three people, indicating three people. Plural, Elohim, not El. So which meaning the creator, God the Father, Son of God, the Holy Spirit here. And He is the head of the body, the church. Who is at the body? Jesus Christ, the head of the body, the church. Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. So Jesus resurrected from that. That in all things He may have the preeminence. So Jesus is supreme over all things like that. Also in the John, the first John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard. John said, we heard something which we have seen with our eyes. John said, I saw, we meaning not only John, but also other disciples. Other Jesus' 12 disciples heard something, saw something with their eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled. Basically, disciples touched something concerning the Word of life. So basically, Jesus Christ was incarnated. into the womb of a Virgin Mary. So Jesus is the image of God. Jesus is the Son of God. So that's why they can hear from Jesus. They can see with their eyes Jesus. They handled, they touched Jesus. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness, and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have a fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. Basically, John talks about, I have a fellowship among Christians, among disciples. That fellowship coming from Jesus Christ. Because I believe in Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus Christ, now I have a fellowship with God the Father. So this one thing, basically you should have continual fellowship with the God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. This one's really encouraging. If you do not have a fellowship with God the Father through Jesus Christ, your life is meaningless. Your life is like the curse. Because we know that all human being body is decaying, is deteriorating depending upon the time. So everybody physically will die in a certain day. Some people maybe 100 years, some people 80, 70, whoever. But if you have the fellowship with God the Father through Jesus Christ, how? Just the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you will have a joyful life. Joyful life meaning the state of happiness. The joy is defined as the state, the mental state of happiness. So you may care the mental state of happiness regardless of your health condition, your other circumstances. So, for example, one church member asked me, Pastor Wayne, I have a lot of debt, so can you loan me $100,000? So, hypothetical, I gave a $100,000 check to him. So when he received the check of $100,000, he would be so happy. But unless he has no consciousness of God, God's work through me, God alone, unless he has a consciousness of God's work through me, he would feel cursed and miserable when the total $100,000 money is consumed, is used up, because his faith relying upon $100,000 rather than the God's fellowship itself. So that's why am I here right now? Because this is the revelation said, for God's pleasure, we are existent, and we were created. So always, whenever your situation, you should think over God's consciousness. You should have the fellowship with God the Father through Jesus Christ. How can we have a fellowship? You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So whenever you may ask God, that's called a prayer. You ask God, how should I do today? How should I do? You know, how can I do? You know, please help me. Something like a friendship. You know, that is called, you know, fellowship. Because you always try your life, there is a tending to glorify God, you know, to please God. That's called, you know, God's pleasure. So it's a question, what are the four living creatures in verse 8? The four living creatures is angels, particular cherubims, angels. This is a cherubim angels implies the characteristics of Jesus Christ. That's why the angels, the creatures, first is like a king, a lion. Second is ox, is a servant. Third is a man, is Jesus is a man. Also last one, eagle, is God's type. The question to you, what does it mean that who was and is to come? Which means God is eternal. God existed yesterday, today, tomorrow. God lives forever. So eternal God. Question 3, why am I here? That answer, for God's pleasure, we are here and were created. Let us sing song all together. Last song, page the 8 to number 3. Then I will give a benediction. Okay.